This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. We're slowly getting back into the telling of America's story, as I understand it. I think you're probably anxious to get into the stories of the Pilgrims and Puritans, and we're getting there. But over the next few podcasts, I'm going to continue to lay in some groundwork for these stories. Just hang with me. I want to talk about two kinds of people. This won't take too long, so please, just indulge me. I want to make a point. Let's divide the world into two groups of people. One group wishes to be left alone. The other group wants to be a part of something. The first group is best characterized by words I heard from a Bible teacher a long time ago. He said that the God of our age, now that's small g God, the God of our age is the God of undisturbed. Now you're probably thinking, well, that's kind of weird. What are you talking about? Well, let me explain. Sometime later, that same Bible teacher said that America serves two gods. That's small g again. He said that the gods we serve are the gods of personal peace and prosperity. What did he mean? Well, let's look at him. Personal peace. Leave me alone. Don't disturb me. Give me my space. Get out of my face. Prosperity. Give me my stuff. And I think today we could even add, I want your stuff too. I can't get any of my own stuff. Give me your stuff. I got just as much right to it as you do. That pretty much sums up where many Americans are today. Personal peace and prosperity. These are the small g gods that many of our countrymen serve today. Give me my stuff, or give me your stuff, and leave me alone. We don't want our lives to be interrupted by truth. We certainly don't want our lives to be interrupted by God. We don't want challenges. We don't want to be confronted with reality. We'd rather live in our own little world, left alone to do as we please. That's what the Bible teacher meant by the small g God of undisturbed. It's a powerful force in America today. The second group of people I want to look at is those people who want to be a part of something. And I'm talking about something important, something significant. These people are seeking a vision, and not just a vision for their own private and personal lives, but a cause, a crusade, a campaign, a movement. They say, the world as it is has to change, and I want to play my role in that change. And it doesn't have to be a big change, it could be a small change, but it's a cause, something to believe in. Now, in this second group of people, and again, there are almost infinite varieties of causes and campaigns, in this second group, there are once more two groups. Leaders and followers. The leaders are the ones who cast the vision, and the followers are the ones who catch the vision. People within this group, and again, many causes and campaigns, people within this group want to be on what they think is the cutting edge of what's happening in the world. This could be politics, religion, government, or maybe science or technology, maybe even something as tame as music or the arts or literature, even podcasting. There's all kinds of places we can plug in with what we think is cutting-edge stuff. This making sense? So, with all of this in mind, I want us to begin considering that the Pilgrims and the Puritans were people with vision. They were not of the undisturbed variety. They definitely had a cause, a crusade, a campaign, a movement. They wanted to change the world. I think it would even be fair to say that these people believed they were on the cutting edge of something God was doing in the world. And how is it that I can relate to the Pilgrims and Puritans? Well, up next, I'm going to begin telling you my own personal story. You see, I was engaged in a cutting edge Christian movement. I believe that my 12-year-long participation in this movement has given me some insight into the Pilgrims and Puritans. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.